It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Real quick, let's go back a step to Friday. We had my wife on Friday, and she was struggling with her fantasy football team.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know whether or not she should play Kyler Murray or Goff. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yep, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
Because Kyler Murray plays like hell when the new Call of Duty comes out, yeah. And the Call of Duty dropped on Friday, so she played Goff. And I guess Kyler Murray killed it this weekend. So she's kicking herself.
Because Goff stunk.
Yeah. He did.
Goff did not play well.
From what I understand.
So sorry,
she's like,
knick-knack.
I should have played Kyler Murray.
She should have. Yeah, but that's the beauty of fantasy football. You never know. Any given Sunday, right,
it's
Josh?
It's so true, yeah.
You never
between
know
the 250-yard lines, any given Sunday, ooh. You know
points
what
and stats, guys.
Friday Night Lights, that's high school, but
you
still.
Off, man.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a game of inches, really.
It really is. That's
you
what it is. Jared?
Get it?
It's a game of inches.
It all comes down to that. Yep.
Yeah. You understand. So tell her to keep at it. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
She did win. She's in some pool, too, with squares, and I don't know. How it works. But she won $50 this weekend. I know that. Yeah,
see?
So that was good.
There's money to be had.
She put in 100 and she's made 50 back, so that's good.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
good.
So good for her. Yay, sports. All right.
Yay.
It's time for PMI, where we send you on your way every morning with a positive story, something that we found a minus, and then an interesting story. Who's got the pee?
I got the pee.
You
today.
Got the pee. Get
yes.
the pee on.
And guess what? A Halloween crab was found on a flight to Denver.
What does that mean?
How fun is that, right? An actual crab. It was a flight coming from Costa Rica,
okay.
And they found this Halloween crab, which is also known as a moon crab. But it's because it's a red crab, and then its top is all black. It looks like it's wearing a mask. So they call it
that's
the Halloween
crab,
right? Yeah, so when they found it on the flight, they don't know where it came from. They think someone was trying to smuggle it. It is illegal to smuggle crabs
you don't
from
want to smuggle
Costa Rica,
crabs.
In case
whoa.
You're wondering.
Yikes,
but,
you don't want crabs.
No, you don't. That's mm-mm. something you don't want to smuggle. But they found it. It is in like the temporary holding period at the Denver Zoo right now. So it's in a certain cage. They're going to move it to Tropical Discovery by the end of the month, though. Yeah, so that is the good news is you'll get to see the Halloween crab that was smuggled from Costa Rica.
I still want to know how he got on the plane.
At the Denver Zoo.
It's
I know.
Cute.
It's so cute. It looks like it has a mask on.
He was hitchhiking.
Yeah,
it does.
I would really like to name this crab if we could do that, right? Like,
we're,
if we
can
name it.
We're going to have to get this bird on the ground. We've got an illegal crab here on the plane. If everybody wouldn't mind buckling their
it's
safety
wearing
belts.
A mask, so, yeah.
We're going to be coming into DIA in just a few minutes to get this crab off the flight. And get this bird on the ground.
How do you get through security?
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah. Right?
How do you get through security with a crab?
Yeah.
Someone please
we're
tell me.
We're not quite sure how a crab got through security, but
it's pinching. It's pinching me. It's pinching.
We're gonna go ahead and get him up here and set him up on my lap, and we're gonna go ahead and let this crab land the plane today here at DIA. Winds coming out of the northwest at 15 miles an hour. It's a sunny 62 degrees in Denver.
You got to do more.
Thanks for flying with us today.
There you go. Spot on.
I hope
right
everybody
there.
Else is crabby.
that stupid. Is it.
Stupid.
So you can go see the famous crab.
I don't
at
want
the
to.
Denver Zoo. Yeah, yes, you do.
I would.
After all that.
I'd go see it.
I would.
I don't want to see it. It's just a crab, you guys. Who's got the. Oh, I got the minus.
You got the minus.
Katie and Josh, this is for both of you.
Oh.
Your makeup sponges are dirtier than toilet seats, experts are saying. Experts have revealed that unwashed makeup brushes and those little like sponges,
yep,
dirtier than the toilet. Lip gloss, eyeshadow, and the blusher tools are some of the worst tested. They did the whole thing where they wiped it on a petri dish, and they said that some of these have staph infections, traces of pink eye.
Oh, yeah.
You can get acne from them. Mm. Ugh. So, I don't know what, just throw them away, get new brushes? I don't know. Josh, you tell me.
I don't know. Hey, man. Isn't that the same thing, though, too? That's the same thing, like men's
chapstick.
Beards. No, men's beards are disgusting as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they hold a lot of gross stuff.
Well,
in
I know
too.
My makeup brushes are gross. I told when you said this story earlier, I was like, this rings
checks
true
out.
For me. Like,
really?
Every time I put my makeup on, I'm like, I should probably clean my brushes. Like,
when's the last time you
bought
a new brush?
Oh, gosh, I couldn't even tell you. It's probably been years. I have cleaned them, but it's been a long time since. Because you have to take your brushes with, like, Dawn dish soap and actually clean out the bristles, make sure they're dry, get all the bacteria out of it. Mm-hmm. You should probably do that once or twice a month. Again, it's been about a year.
I'd probably just throw them away.
Disgusting. I should probably buy some new brushes. I know.
Are brushes expensive?
Oh, yeah.
Not
are they?
Really.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
They do that thing where they take, like, a high-power microscope and they look at like people's faces, and there's like bugs and stuff living in your eyelashes and eyebrows.
Skin mites.
Heck yeah,
absolutely.
Bro. We're crawling. Like, literally, we're crawling.
God. Yeah.
Ew, that's gross.
So, my daughter is just starting to dabble in makeup.
Yeah.
And she had a little girlfriend over the other day, one of the neighbor kids, and they were up in the bathroom for a while putting on makeup and playing and blah, 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 blah. And my wife gave her the lecture of don't ever share your makeup because of this kind of stuff. I guess they shared makeup. And the very next day, the mom texted Nicole and said, hey, so-and-so has pink eye.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
She went upstairs and threw all the makeup away.
Exactly.
She's like, what a waste.
You got to start over.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want pink eye going through the house.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
So we had to dump all the makeup.
And but luckily,
that's so
it
expensive,
pretty.
Though. That's so expensive.
She looks so cute, though. Back to PMI. We did a positive. We did a minus. Josh has the interesting. What you got, dude?
I got the interesting. And I just want to ask you guys real quick, have either one of you ever been in a cryo chamber?
No.
Do you cry in it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's all you do because it's so cold in there. Well, a cryotherapy chamber is now actually supposed to be really, really good for you. So you pop yourself into this thing and it like super cools you essentially with liquid nitrogen. And liquid nitrogen is also like the coldest substance on Earth. So when I'm saying it gets down to like minus 240 degrees, like that's... That's what you're
colder
dealing with.
North
pretty
Dakota.
Cold. Yeah.
It is colder than
oh
North
my
Dakota.
Gosh.
Colder than my mother-in-law's heart.
Apparently, this pain is really, really good for you. It's like essentially if you've ever been in an ice bath where you jump in an ice bath and your breathing gets really quick, your heart rate skyrockets, all these things. You've never done that, Jer?
Nope.
It's really, really good for you because what happens is when you expose yourself to these super cool elements, it actually makes your mitochondria in your cells, which the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. We have all memorized
that from back
in the day. You guys didn't have to memorize that?
I'm like staring at Josh like,
blankly.
He sounds so
smart. I have some
smart.
Sounds of KFC fried chicken we can play.
You guys, oh my gosh. No, it's really good. So anyway, this cryotherapy chamber is supposed to...
mitochondria.
Okay, no, keep going. This is really informative.
No, it's good. It's supposed to... And essentially, spiking your adrenaline is really, really good for you and keeps you healthy and helps you live longer. Jeremy's going to live to about 47 because he doesn't do any of this stuff. And that's the main topic of the story, Jeremy. There you go, buddy.
So you just get cold and you live longer?
Yeah,
if you take an ice bath or a cryotherapy chamber, it's supposed to make the cells oxygenize. It was a big word that I read. And
so it pumps more oxygen in
you. Yes, the more oxygen
and
you have through your body.
And it shrinks your pee-pee ding-ding like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Well, again, Jared, doesn't really matter for you, but
I'm not getting in there, Josh. That's embarrassing.
It's pain. The
I'm not
pain
stepping out of that and having people point and laugh at me.
You're by yourself, dude.
No.
Yes.
No.
You
people
are.
Know me.
They're going to be waiting.
They're
going to
be waiting.
Come out. Yeah.
The
paparazzi. Jeremy from the radio.
For sure. For sure.
Let's take a look at his naked body.
The pain, essentially, when you get in there. So I've actually done this. When you get in there, you close the door and it like. Essentially drops your skin temperature to minus 200 degrees.
Who does this?
And it's good for you. And you have to get through the pain, see?
So
you
pain
have to get
is good
pain.
For you.
Yes, pain emotionally and physically is good for you. It's very good, yes.
Builds character.
That's the whole topic of the story.
If you made it through
right
this
there.
Story, you made it through a lot of pain. I'll tell you that right now.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.